Hello and welcome to the Google Plus Marketing Webinar. My name is Rick Cooper and thank you for joining me today. I've got a lot of great information to share with you. We're going to be talking about how to use Google Plus to market your business online. And I've got a lot of great information to share about Google Plus. It seems like a lot of people are confused about how to use Google Plus. You know, really it's no different than other social networks, online social networks. And so I'll explain and give you an orientation to how to make use of it and share with some strategies with you. Social media is social, and Google Plus is no different than any other site in that sense, and in the sense that it's composed of people. And so you want to develop relationships with people online where you can share information, where you can make connections, follow up, generate social currency where you help to support other people. And oftentimes it helps to team up. So if you can find some other social media partners that you can team up with, then you can create more interaction online, because typically you get more results through social media when you get more interaction. Here's what you're going to learn in the class today. You'll learn about Google terminology. And of course, like most sites, like Twitter, there's a different name for everything, and Google Plus is the same way as well. So I'll talk about how to, what particular words and terms that Google Plus uses and how that relates to other sites. I'll show you the navigation for Google Plus, and we'll actually go out and visit the site and get some more information that way about how to use Google Plus. But it is a little bit different than other sites, and in some cases it may be more simple. So once I explain it to you, you might find this easier than you thought it might have been. I'll also explain how to get a vanity URL, and I'll explain what that means. The Google Plus link is not very conducive to being able to share. And I'll just give you a quick example. So let's go over to go out to the web for a moment here. So for example, if I wanted to invite someone to connect with me on Facebook, then what I would say is you can just simply go to facebook.com/RickSCooper. And then they could go to that username, facebook.com/RickSCooper, and that would take them directly to my personal account. You can also do the same thing with Twitter. I could say go to twitter.com/RickCooper. And that would take people out to my Twitter account. Twitter does insert this little hashtag and a exclamation point in for whatever reason, but it will forward to that even just by putting twitter.com/RickCooper, and then people can go out there and visit me. The challenge with Google Plus is they don't have usernames set up yet, and this might be coming down the line. I haven't heard anything specifically, but right now, like for instance, if I go to my profile, this is my link. Imagine trying to tell somebody to go to plus.google.com/u/0/10052, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty long, and it's not conducive to it. So I'm going to teach you how to create a username that will forward out to your profile there, and that'll save a lot of time and effort. I'll talk about how to build your Google Plus network. And on Google Plus, you know, just like any other site, in many ways it's actually similar in some respects to Twitter, more so than Facebook, and I'll explain why that is and how that works. And that's a good thing, I think. I'll talk about Google Plus promotion strategies, so how to market your business through Google Plus, and also how to optimize your Google Plus profile. So a great place to be while you're on the webinar today is out on facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. I encourage you to go out there now and post a message to let me know that you're on the webinar. And so I'll just pop out there real quick. And out of that, there we go. And we'll just scroll down here. So you can just go out there, and there should be a post from me right down here. You could post a message there or just post a message in the open box, and that will share on my page as well. I've been doing a lot of training yesterday. In fact, I did two training teleseminars yesterday. And so had a lot of people coming out and visiting the page there. That's a great place to go out and connect with people because, you know, there are always people posting out on the site. And again, if you are listening to the recording of this webinar, if you're watching the webinar video or even listening to the audio from the webinar, I encourage you to go out there. You know, anytime I encourage you to do that, go out and post because it creates more visibility. And sometimes I'll tell you specifically, I'll give you an action to take. Like when I'm doing training on YouTube, I'll say go out and post a video from YouTube on my page. If I'm talking about blogging, I might say go out and post your blog out on my page. And so you can see all these people, Carmen Valdez, Carol Young, they're all posting out there, which, you know, everyone who's posting here, they're part of the Social Media Outcomes community. You want to come out and you want to get connected with people. You want to share information, ideas, share tips and resources. So I want this to be a place. In fact, you can see here, Natalie Wood shared a link out to a blog here on social media. So you have that opportunity, too. You can come and share. In fact, let me just I'll just do this real quick, because when you see something like that, then you know, take advantage of it. And I missed this one before. Thanks for sharing the blog post, Natalie. I always want to recognize and acknowledge people for sharing and contributing. And so that helps to build trust and rapport with people. And Natalie, if I remember correctly, she's got, let's see here, we'll just go visit her profile real quick. We're on Facebook for a moment. We'll get back to Google Plus, but I just want to, you know, the same types of skills that you use on Facebook, you're going to use on, Google Plus as well. Looks like she's she's fairly new to Facebook, but she's got president of the ThoughtNet. So let's go back over and continue on. David Merriman Scott said, think like a publisher, not a marketer. And I'm going to share some strategies and techniques with you. In fact, let me just show you one real quick, because if you haven't thought about this, so this is a strategy that I share all the time in my social media programs. One of the ideas that I share is to create a list of 101 tips. And then you can go out and post those out on social media. So I just want to show you this in practice. So one of the tools that I use for my online marketing is Google Docs. And the reason is I use a couple different computers, and so I want my files to be accessible no matter where I am. So I'm going to go out real quick here. One moment. And pull up something that I can access here. Okay. So this is a technique that I use. I create a spreadsheet. I love working with spreadsheets. I'm a pretty technical, analytical person, so I see things in a table format, and that's the way I think. So what I do here is I have my tips, and then I add a date that they're posted, and then I just rotate through my tips. Now, you can see up here at the top it says 101 online marketing tips, but if you scroll down, you can see I'm only up to 36. So I'm in process myself of writing online marketing tips or creating my 101 tips. But that doesn't stop me from posting content online. In fact, I just posted one earlier. You can see attract your ideal clients. So I just want to show you how this works. So let's say I'm going to post another one right now. I put my date in. I come out here and I copy this. And I'm going to go over to Google Plus. I'm going to go to the home page, and I'll talk about navigation in a moment here, but I just want to show you this real quick here. So I'm going to click on the home page, and then you can see the stream here. And then I'm going to click in the stream, and I'm just going to post a message. People are trying to solve problems. Give them solutions. And I'll talk more about who to share that with, but I'm just going to share this with the public, which is basically everyone. And so I'll just click post or share. And that's going to post. And it shows up automatically in the stream here. Plus, if I go over to my profile, it's going to show up there as well. There it is. And so there's the post. So let's go back. And so you want to think like a publisher, not a marketer. And, you know, keep in mind that he's not saying don't think from a marketing perspective at all. What he's saying is when you're dealing with social media, you want to provide content and information. You want to attract your ideal customers and clients. And if you're strictly focused on promotion, then people aren't going to connect with you. They're not going to really engage you because all you're doing is marketing and sharing promotional information. So here is an example. Here's a screenshot of my Google Plus profile. And we'll talk more about how to optimize your profile, but I just want to call your attention to a couple things. One, you see the navigation across the top here. Again, I'll explain and take you through that. You also see that I have a portrait photo here. There are also photos across the top, which if this looks at all familiar like Facebook, what you have to realize is that Facebook followed this format about 6 months ago and added these added five images across the top. Since then, they've changed to the timeline format, which gives a larger cover photo. But you know, it's funny. A lot of the online social networking sites, they pay attention to what the other sites are doing, and they copy some of the functionality so that it creates the opportunity for them to be able to take advantage of what other people are doing. And also, people come to expect that those functions. So Google Plus has this format with the five images, which I don't think is bad. In fact, the images here, actually, I think I might have blown this up a little bit more so they're bigger, but I think they're a little bit bigger than the images that were on Facebook, so you can see a little bit more. But one thing I want to point out here is that all the photos here are pictures of people, and I'm in every single picture because social media is social. And so when you're trying to connect with people online, to me, part of what you're trying to do is to show them that you're a people person, that you're connecting. Some people use those photos strictly from an informational standpoint, or sometimes they'll create a series of images that kind of create a visual perspective, like it's linking together. These photos, they're separated enough where that wouldn't be necessarily easy to do, but you can change those photos over time. In fact, there's more. Google Plus gives you more flexibility to do that. I'll talk more about photos later as well. I also want to point out that you can see who's in your circles over here. And then also you have the main area here where you can see your posts. And what's in red here is what's being shown here, down in the section here. So you have posts, about, photos, videos, and plus ones. So let's talk about terminology because, you know, I'm already starting to use terms, and you might be going, well, Rick, you just said circles. I don't know what that means. So let me just explain a few basic details on Google+. So on Facebook, you click on a button to like something. And on Google+, you click on the plus one. So let me just let me go back over to Google+ for a moment, and I'll just demonstrate that. So right here, you'll see under the post, normally where on Facebook you would have a like, you see a plus one. And then when I hover over that, it says click to plus one this post. So just think of it as click to like the post. That's all it is. And so I'm going to click plus one. And what happens is as people are clicking to plus one that, then it'll keep track and count how many people are essentially liking that post. So let me see if I can scroll down and find any posts where more than one person have liked it or plus one'd it. Kind of a funny term. Here we go. So you can see right here, this post, it says plus two. So two people have liked that or plus one'd it. Here's a plus 10 and also two shares. And I want to point out, too, here that on Google+, you can share information. You can share posts out to your own profile. In fact, let me see. I'm going to go to Guy Kawasaki's page, who's a former member of Apple Computer and a social media. I'd say he's somewhat of a guru. But he's built a huge following online. Now he's only, you can see right here, have Guy in his circles, looks like about 1.6 million people. So he's pretty popular on social media. And he jumped over to Google Plus very early on and is doing a lot of things to leverage it. So let me see if I can find something I can post real quickly. funny picture there. And a lot of the information, and he doesn't do a lot of marketing. He does a lot of sharing of information. So he's communicating things. He uses a lot of pictures in his posts, as you can see here. And by the way, that's a great technique in social media, is to use images in your marketing. So you want to think about how you can leverage images. So I'm just looking for something that that would have value to my audience. And that's what I want you to encourage you to do, is, you know, make a list of people that you can follow or keep track of, and then look for information that you can share on your own profile for information that they would appreciate. And I'm not seeing a whole lot. I'm seeing a lot of images here. Looks like he was on a trip or something like that, probably going around the city. Let me go back up top, because there was one here. I'll just share this. It's a technology thing, but I'll just say, interesting. Interesting information. All right, and then I'm going to go ahead and, actually, you know what I'll do? I'll just demonstrate this. I'm going to change who I share this with. So I don't have one that's related to technology people, but I'm just going to pick, and again, I'll explain in a moment what circles are, but this is one of the places you would make use of it. So I'm going to click on Entrepreneur here, and that's going to add a little box there, and I'm going to X out Public. So this information is only going to be shared with people that I've labeled as entrepreneurs. So I'm going to click that. And now if I go out to my profile, I should now see that post there. And there's usually just a little bit of lag time. There we go. All right. Perfect. All right. So what is a circle? Well, a circle simply consists of your friends or your followers. In fact, it's very similar to the way Facebook has now set up their lists, which they've again renamed, if I remember correctly. I just noticed this earlier in the week. Let me go out to home here. They originally called it categories, and they changed it to lists. And they made a lot of changes about 6 months ago, and it was in response to what Google Plus was doing. And you can see here now they've renamed it again. Now they're calling it Friends again. But it's essentially a list of friends. And so again, I have a list over here for entrepreneurs. If I clicked on that, that would bring that up. So really, Google Plus works very much in the same way. So you have lists here, and then you can assign people to lists. And you can assign a person to more than one list. So here's a list of entrepreneurs that's showing me there's about 280 people in this list. Let me close out a few things here. It's starting to get a little bit slow here. All right. And so with your circles, then, let me just, okay, so here's an example of a person, Stephanie Chandler. I've added her to four circles. And so if I hover over circles there, you can see now it pops up this little box. Now, you have a place here where you can create a new circle. So you may initially start off with just a couple circles, so you want to create some. And what's nice about it is, just think about it this way. It's a way to market to people. So for instance, I created one for JV. So if I wanted to post a message to reach out to my joint venture partners, then I would post that message, and then I would assign it when I post it just to JV, just the same way that I did a moment ago where I was selecting entrepreneur to share that with. Another term is stream, and the stream is the same thing as a newsfeed. So on Facebook, they call it the newsfeed, and so it's just a stream of different posts. And the place that you find the stream is on your homepage. And we'll get through navigation a little bit more in a moment. But if you just click here, your navigation's in the upper right or upper left here. You click on the home, and that brings you to the stream. It tells you it's the stream. And in a moment, I'll show you how you can filter your stream for information. And you can see here, showing up right here is the post that I shared from Guy Kawasaki. And it shows some additional information I posted. And if I just scroll down, I'll see anything else that's in the stream. And again, this is what everybody else is sharing that I am where I've added them to one of my circles. So you can add people to circles, and what's interesting about it is it's similar to the way that Twitter works. So I can go out, I can find somebody like Guy, and I can just add him to a circle. See, on Facebook in the past, if you wanted to add somebody as a friend, then you had to click the button to add them as a friend, and then they had to approve that request. Now, what's interesting, you may have remembered, and again, I mentioned earlier that the different sites are kind of copying each other, but I'll go back out to my Facebook profile here. You may have remembered about 6 months ago, and so a lot of this happened all at once. Facebook did a huge number of changes back in September of 2011. They added a subscriber function. And what happens is that people can subscribe to your posts, which means that they're not set up, they're not adding you as a friend, but they are subscribing to your posts. Now, if you haven't already done that, and you, there's a specific setting that you have to set on Facebook to do that, but you can set it up to where people can subscribe. So unless you are just simply sharing information on a private basis, then I would encourage you to set that up for subscribers. And I've got about 138 subscribers, and that's on top of my friends, which I have 2,485 friends. If somebody's a friend, then they're not a subscriber because they're a friend. It would be duplicated. However, if somebody wants to be your friend and they add you, they click the button to add you as a friend, if you don't approve them, they'll automatically be added as a subscriber until the point that you approve them, and then they move over to a friend and they leave, you know, becoming a subscriber. So hopefully that's not too confusing, but it's just another way that you can get your message out in front of people, because now I have, in addition to my friends, I have all these other people who are connecting with me. Well, Google Plus works very much the same way. Instead of subscribers, you have people in circles. And so I can go find someone, and then I can add them to a circle. It's like, for instance, over here, I see Anita Crawford Clark. So if I just click her name and bring her up and go out to her About page, I can see she's a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and social media specialist and trainer. So she's somebody that I would want to connect with. Now you can see here where you see the red button up top where it says Add to Circles. That means we're not currently connected. She's not in my circles already. So what I'm going to do is I hover over it, and most of Google's function here, you just hover and something appears. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll down, and I'm going to add her to my entrepreneur category, and I'm going to add her to my experts category. And then I'm going to click away, and then you can see now it says that she's in two circles. Now what will happen is that's automatically going to send her a notification, and then it's going to say, hey, Rick Cooper has added you to his circles. Would you like to add him to your circles? And then she might reciprocate and then add me to her circles. So again, think like Twitter, where I'm now following her and then she can follow me. Hopefully that makes sense, because it's really simpler than it sounds. So the next idea is the Hangout, and I'm not going to demonstrate this function on the webinar today, but essentially a Hangout is a video chat, and the place that you see that is when you go and look at somebody's post. So let me go back to the stream. And for one, there's a button over here where it says Start a Hangout, and I can click on that, and I can start up a Hangout if I wanted to, and then I could add some people. Or, let me just pick somebody else's. So here's Paul. If I wanted to hang out with Paul, I could click Hangout. It would automatically take me out to the function for video chat and try to connect me with him. So it's an interesting option. So Google Plus is integrating this video chat option as a way to get people to connect. You may have even seen it on some of Google's advertisements where you see pictures of people waving at the camera and things like that as they're trying to get people excited about video chat. Jeremiah Aoyang said, those who ignore the party conversation network when they are content and decide to drop in when they need the network may not succeed. It's pretty easy to spot those that are just joining the network purely to take, not to give. Therefore, be part of the party or the conversation or the network before you need anything from anyone. Again, it goes back to this whole concept of social media is social. And what he's saying is, you know, if you just drop in and drop out, like, you know, you get on the social media and then post a bunch of stuff, and then you don't come back for another week, and then you come back and post a bunch of stuff, it's pretty clear that you're not there to have a conversation and engage people online. All you're doing is coming out to promote. So that's one of the reasons why it's so important to have a regular and consistent basis out on social media. You want to be posting information from time to time. And you want to be posting information live as well. And when people respond to you or plus one you, you want to respond back to them and engage them. And it can also start a conversation. And another thing I'll just come back over here and point out real quickly is that when you go to someone's profile, let me just scroll down and find somebody else here. Or I'll just pull Paul up here. It's going to include a link to their email address. Depending on what their settings are. Let me pull up my profile real quick here. And I'll pull up Stephanie. Let me go back. You can see where it says right here, send a message. So you can click there and you can send a message to someone. So it's a way to communicate. You can also send an email. Click on this. Probably not letting me because I'm on my own profile. But depending on the settings, then you have the capability to be able to send messages to people. But it's a communication tool. And so you want to be able to leverage that to reach out to people and connect with them. Let me pull up Mark. Here we go, send an email. It's probably based on privacy settings. So if I click, then it pulls up a message. Now one thing to note is that your email address that's going to show up in Google Plus is going to be your Gmail account. And so you want to pick which Gmail account that you want to use. I have an old email account that I had set up previously that I received my email into prior to the fact that Google Plus even existed. So I didn't realize they were going to do this and tie it directly in with your email account. So I may have to change this at some point to a different one, but it is what it is. So I'm using an older email address for that, but it pulls that up versus another email address. You can add alternates, but it works the same way. So you click subject, you click a message, and then you send it. And so that goes out directly to their Gmail account. Because remember, Google Plus is owned by Google, which has Gmail. And so they want to integrate Gmail in. In fact, I'll just bring your attention up to the top row here, which is the Google Plus navigation menu. So even beyond just the G Plus, or Google Plus, you've got the Google menu up here. And so Gmail is right off the top. You've got your calendar if you use Google Calendar, documents. So you have access to a lot of different resources there. Now, so let's talk about the navigation for a moment. So you've got five options across the top left: home, which is the stream, photos, profile, circles, and games. And Google has been making a big shift toward games lately. And I think they're following the success of what Facebook has had, and they're trying to make Google Plus more of a place to go, a destination, because that's one of the things that keeps people coming back to Facebook is just the ability to play games. So you'll likely to see kind of more of an emphasis on that as time goes on. But here's the navigation menu. And so if you look across, this is just the upper left corner of Google Plus. The home symbol, so that's a house, that's a pretty universal symbol for home, and that's in the far left. The next option here is for photos, and that's just looks like little photo images there with a mountain. That's a pretty consistent image from a photo standpoint. And then the middle image here is for your profile, and so it's a circle with a little picture of a person. That's your profile. That'll take you to where, you know, your own posts are. And then here's circles, so you have like a little circle and a big circle and a link connected. And then you have this little kind of hub and spoke, which is the games. And oh, and it shifted too. That was weird. Yeah, it switches back and forth. Interesting. So that little image references games. Thought I was going crazy there for a moment. So let me just go out and do a quick demonstration and take you through this. So again, if you want to go home, you click there, and you can see as you click on it, it tells you you're going home. And then I'm going to hover over pick photos, and then it says photos. I click that, and then it kind of then it goes to photos. And then click again for profile. That takes me to my profile. While I'm here, let me just point out, you have your About Us page, and we'll talk more about the profile later, but you can click there, and that's where you can go in and make updates to your photo or to your profile. Then you have photos, and so this is another way to get access to your photos, and you can set up albums and then add photos there. You can upload videos to Google+. So you could click and upload a photo there. And remember, Google also owns YouTube. So nice little tie-in there for videos. And then you also have plus ones here. So let's see. Yeah, if I click that, that's so your plus ones appear, plus one, the things around the web you like, agree with, or want to recommend to others. And there aren't that many showing up here, so I'm wondering if it's showing everything here. That's kind of strange. Let me just, I'll try to plus one something real quick here. So Stephanie's got a post here on SEO basics. I'm going to plus one it. I'm going to go back to my profile. And then I'm going to click on plus ones and see if it shows up there. Yeah, it's not showing up. Kind of strange. I don't know if there's a lag time there or what, but that to me doesn't look too accurate. But you can see here there's a button here to edit your profile, and we'll come back to that. Now, if you have any questions, by the way, as we're going through this, there's two ways to ask questions. One is to go out to our Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes, and you can ask a question there. Let me just go ahead and refresh the page. Oops, I'm on the wrong page. Let me go back over. To social media outcomes. A little bit of a slow lag time at times. I'll just hide this. And Cheryl says, I'm on your Google Plus webinar. Thanks for joining in today, Cheryl. I appreciate it. And so we'll come back there a little bit later. But if you have any questions, Cheryl, or anyone else on the webinar today, you can go out to facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes and ask a question there. You can also send me an email. Send it to me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. All right. Let's talk about how to get a vanity URL. So there's a site called gplus.to. And you can copy the number at the end of the URL. Remember, I showed you that long link earlier. I'll just go out there real quick and show you that. So back out to Google+. And then, actually, you can see it from here. It's this long number in here. That's your Google+ ID. Really long number. I don't know how many characters that is. 20, I think it's 22 or something like that. And then you use that number to create your vanity URL. So here's the site. And I'll take you out there in a moment. And it says, so first of all, you have two steps, and I'll take you through the steps in a moment. But you select a nickname, and then you copy in your Google Plus ID there. And again, it shows you where it is. It shows you, you know, go to your profile, and then copy this long string of numbers, and then paste it in here, and click Add, and that's going to create it. And it'll tell you whether the username that you want is already taken or not. So copy the number from your Google Plus URL, paste it into gplus.to webpage, select and enter a nickname. Your nickname will appear in the new URL. So again, here here is an example of my existing ID, and then here's the new one, gplus.to/RickSCooper. And I also want to note here, gplus.to is not affiliated with Google+. It's just a separate site that saw a need and decided they wanted to utilize that. So I'm just going to click here. I want you to see it came up quickly, and then it forwarded out to plus.google.com, out to my profile. And if I just wanted to go out there, I would go gplus, oops, if I can spell it correctly, gplus.to. And there it is, make short URL for Google+. Select your nickname, put the number in, click add, and you're ready to go. And that's it. And, you know, why would you want to do that? Well, you'd want to do it because, I mean, there's a number of different ways that you want to provide your link to people. And, you know, one of them that I use a lot is when I'm talking with someone over the phone, I might say, hey, are you on Google Plus? And they would say, yes, I am. I say, great. Go ahead and enter in this address, gplus.to/RickSCooper. You know, short and easy. They can type it in, and then it'll take them directly to my Google Plus profile. Imagine trying to say that if you were mentioning this really long number. It would just not be possible. So just simply sharing that by over the phone is a great way to do it. You can also include it in your email. You could add it into your email subject line. And again, you know, people are often resistant when they see really long links, and they kind of get scared of them at times. So I just encourage you to create that shortcut because it makes it easier. You can also put it on web pages and other places too. So I think it's a, you know, it's a good little utility resource. Eventually, Google Plus will probably create usernames, but it's obviously not at the top of their list. All right. So Eric Fulweiler said, you need to clean out those old sources of your social media diet that are no longer nourishing. Dust the cobwebs off those old connections to keep them polished and valuable, and clean out the dirt from the corners of your social life where you haven't ventured in months. And, you know, Google Plus is one of those places for a lot of people because they may have set up their profile a couple months back, but they haven't done anything with it. And, you know, and there may be a laundry list of other different sites that you haven't been to in a while. So you might want to periodically make a list of those and at least once a month go out there and see what's happening on your page. Because remember, in a lot of these sites, people can post information on your page. And if you just kind of abandon it, then you've got a profile sitting out there where other people may be posting content and information that you may not agree with. And so I would encourage you to you know, clean out the cobwebs out of your social media profiles and post some new content, post some new information, because no doubt there are new things happening in your business, and so you can share information, you can add value, and you can also develop those relationships. So let's talk about Google Plus promotion. We've talked a lot about just how to get around Google Plus and make use of it, but let's talk about some promotional strategies. So first of all, you can post content. I've already showed how you can add a post to Google Plus. You can also plus one other people's posts. So you want to look out for, first of all, you want to identify people where you want to develop relationships. And you can start making a list of those people and going out to visit their profile. And you want to do that on a regular basis. And it's a good idea. In fact, one of the tips I often share is make a list of your top 10 people that you want to connect with on a specific site. And so you could do your top 10 list for Facebook, for Twitter, for Google+. And so when you go out to Google+, then one of the things you want to look at is who's on my top 10 list, what can I do right now to go out and either plus one some of their content, add a comment to one of their posts, or try to message them personally. You can also provide social currency by mentioning someone in a post. And so you could reference them, or you could even encourage people to go out and connect with them. Like one of the techniques on Twitter, which is nice, and today is Friday, and so Friday is Follow Friday Day. So this is kind of not related to Google Plus, but I just want to, show you this. So let me do something real quick here and log in, and I'll share this with you. And so Follow Friday is a concept where people support each other by posting out to Twitter and then encouraging people to follow other people. Because one of the nice things with Twitter is that you can include somebody's ID in a post on Twitter, and then that will send people out there so they can follow them. So here is Twitter. And what I'm going to do, I'm just going to type in FF. There's a number of different terms on Twitter, and today's actually I'll be talking about Twitter in one of my other classes next week, but I just want to show you this real quick here. Actually, I'll just do it as pound sign. The pound in Twitter is called a hashtag, and it can be used to search for information. So it's bringing up a number of different people posting. So, you know, so here's an example. Michaela Maddox posts here, and she says, opening day inspired, pound FF, and then all these people. So she's linking out to all these people and then saying, follow these people. And then if I clicked here on Rangers, I don't know what I'm going to get, but we'll see. The official Twitter of the Texas Rangers. So this is a sports Twitter account. And she's just saying, go out and follow those folks. Well, you can do something similar on Google Plus, and you could talk about people on Google Plus, and you can mention their profiles, and you could include a link out to their page as well. So there are ways to be able to support people. It doesn't have the same type of, like with Twitter, people do that every Friday. Every Friday they go and they do the Follow Friday and they share other people, and so that's just a tradition on Twitter. And it's also a very nice tradition because it helps to increase visibility. Google Plus, they don't have the same type of thing, so most, you know, you could scroll along and you probably won't see a whole lot of people talking about other people, but you could also support them by sharing one of their posts. So you can look to see what information people have shared, and then you could share that on your own page, and then you know, invite people to go out and connect with them or follow them. So you can see here where Paul has shared a post from Anita Claire Field. So that creates more visibility, and I go, okay, well, she's the director of Round Peg Learning and Development. Let me go visit her. And then say, okay, maybe I'll add her to my circles. So one of my categories is just following, which means I don't know what category they fall into, so I'm just going to put them into following. And then now I'm she's in my circles. You know, I'm essentially following her. You can share blog posts. You can post links to a lead capture page. You can post promotions, and you can also use viral marketing tactics. So here's an example of a blog post. So, for instance, I shared a post out to my my blog, which is attractingidealclients.com. This is a particular post on how to use email to generate leads and earn sales. And then I just said, check it out, dot, 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 and then I have a link here, and then people can click on that and then go out and visit my blog. So let me just pop out here real quick. I'll show you how this works. So if I go back to my profile and scroll down, here's the post. I can click on this link here or on the other link, and that's going to take people out to my blog. There it is. There's the blog post. And if you don't already have a blog, I would encourage you to create a blog, because a blog is a great tool to be able to communicate information. So I post information out to my blog all the time with information that educates people, which provides tactics, strategies, and techniques to help grow their business. You can send people out to a lead capture page. So here's a web page where I offer a free report on 10 ways to monetize social media. And the link to get that report is socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways, and that's with the number 10, 10 ways. And so if I go back out to Google Plus, and then scroll back up. Here's a link. I can click that. That takes me out to the page. And in fact, I'll just pop right over real quick here. There we go. And so you can send people to a lead capture page. And this is a great option, and this is something you should be doing all the time. But again, you want to remember the 80-20 rule of social media. 80% of your posts should be informational, and only 20% should be promotional. So every 4 out of 5 posts should be either just sharing a tip, a strategy, technique, uploading a photo, posting a video, whatever it is, and only one out of five should be promotional. And it could be even less than that if you want to. So let's just take a moment and post something else out to, since I've already given you a, or shown you where I posted recently on the report, then one of the things I want to do right now is just post a quote. So again, I want to take you out, I want to show you how I'm using Google Docs. So I've gone out and collected a lot of different quotes. And so I'm going to scroll through my list here. And I'm going to find a post from someone that I want to share. There you go. I like this one right here. Wait. Actually, let me skip. I'll find another one. There we go. I like that one. So I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to come out to Google+. And I'm going to share that in the stream. And whenever I post quotes, I always add quotes around it. And I put this little symbol here. And I don't put links in my quote. Some people will add a quote and they'll include a link out to a website or elsewhere. I don't usually do that because I want people to share it. And if you add a link, you're not really telling where people are going, so it decreases the odds that people are going to share it. And I want people sharing it because every time somebody shares something, that creates viral marketing. That creates more exposure for me and through other people's networks and lists. So I'm just going to click share. And now that goes into the stream. And so now everybody can see it out there. I can plus one it if I want to. And maybe I'll just add my own comment and say what obstacles do you need to overcome to get the results you want? And we'll see if anybody responds to that. But one thing I've noticed is that Google Plus typically has a lot less engagement than some other sites. Engagement is where you post something and people respond. Now, that's not to say that nobody's responding, because you know, people like Guy Kawasaki, he's got 1.6 million people. There's a pretty good odds that if you post something that he's going to have people responding to it. But let's just out of curiosity, we'll pull this up real quick here. So you can see he had 26 plus ones and 6 shares and 20 comments. So what I'm finding is you may need quite a few people connected to you, or you need to be in their circles in order for you to get a bigger response. So even more of a reason why you need to continue to build your network on Google+, because if you want interactions, so this one had 83 plus ones, 31 shares, and 22 comments. So, and again, if you wanted to see that, for instance, if you wanted to see who's sharing that, I'd click shares, and then you could see automatically a list of people. So one thought is, you know, if you might want to keep an eye out for people who are sharing, and it could be that you'd find someone who, you know, if they're following you, they might share something that you're posting as well. So kind of think strategically about people that you add to your network. Seth Godin, one of my favorite marketing authors, said, "Social networking that matters is helping people achieve their goals, doing it reliably and repeatably so that over time people have an interest in helping you achieve your goals." And that's a good thought to have. And, you know, this is also another way. If you're not getting a lot of engagement on Google+, if you're not getting people responding to your posts, then first of all, what I would suggest is start thinking about how you can use Google+ as a communication tool and reaching out to people. So if people won't come to you, then go to them. So let me go back out to my profile. So for instance, so let me just pull this up real quick. I'm going to click on View All and go visit people in my circles. So actually, let me just go visit Janice. Janice hosted me on a teleseminar yesterday. I did a teleseminar on how to use social media to grow your business. Now, let's see, you were in Janice Jordan's circles too. So I know that she's in three of my circles. In fact, let me just check which circle she's in. Let me add her to my expert circle too. I'll make her in four circles. She's also, whoops. Sometimes using these with a laptop is a little bit difficult. Let me try just clicking over here. There we go. That's a little better. I'm going to add her to my entrepreneurs and also my experts. Now, it looks like she hasn't posted something on here recently. So, and unfortunately, I don't have the capability to post information directly on her profile. I think that's one of the reasons why Google Plus is not getting as much interaction, because if I wanted to come out here and now share something with her, I don't have the capability to do that. But I could send her a message. And I actually did send her an email message yesterday, but another strategy that you could use, let me just pick her About Us page. I'm going to see if I can find something that I could share from her. Now, one thing to note is that she doesn't have her website on here, and I do encourage you to update your profile, because I want to go out to her webpage right now, but I don't have a link to do that. So you want to make it easy for people to find you. Now, let me see over here. She does have her Facebook. Let me see what happens here. There we go. That's taking me to her webpage. Okay, good. All right, and I want to see if... But I'm looking to see if she has a blog or articles or other information, because that's one of the first things that I would want to share with people is information on their blog. I don't see anything right here. No, I'm not seeing any information. So this is one of the reasons why you want to have a blog. Like if somebody went out to my blog, then what they would find is, when you look down here, you're going to see a lot of different categories. Like if somebody were interested in online marketing and said, oh, I want to share something related to online marketing on my Google Plus page, then they could scroll down and they could find a post. They might say, oh, sharing content to demonstrate your expertise. That sounds interesting. Let me share that on my page. And then they could just click. They could go grab the hyperlink, copy this link, and they could go out to Google Plus to share it. And so if you have a blog, then it makes it really easy for people to share information through social media sites. So they would just go in here. You can add a link. And then you just type the blog post and type the information there and then share that. And that's how that would work. So how do you build your network, your Google Plus network? Well, first of all, you need to create your circles. So remember when I said go in and, like, I have JV, I have Entrepreneur, I have Following, and others. You want to do the same thing. In fact, it's a good one to create one for your customers or your clients. You know, create a circle for that, and that way you could have communications just with your clients. And remember, that's information that's posted in the stream. So when they look at the stream, then they're going to see posts specifically for them, messages that are customized just to your customers or clients. You can add people to circles. I've already demonstrated how you do that. Reciprocate for people that add you. So you'll get email messages in your Gmail account, which is your Google mail account. And so when you see that people have added you to their circles, then reciprocate and add them to one of your circles as well. If you don't know them that well, like I have the Following. So I just put Following. And so, you know, it's essentially people that I don't know, but now I'm going to be following them on Google Plus. So it works very similar to the way that Twitter works. Here's a close-up of the image that's on your profile, where it shows you, you know, here are the people in my circles, 141, and here are the people that have me in their circles, 68. So it's about a 50% ratio of people that are that I have where I'm in their circles versus I have people in my circles. And they may not be all the same people either. Other people may have found me, and now they've added me to their circles as well. And then I showed you this image earlier where I pulled it up, and you can see that's where I clicked on Janice earlier. You can pull it up and then scroll, and then you can see it gives you a hyperlink where you can go out and visit people, It also tells you just a brief little snippet of information about people, and also tells you how many circles they're in. And if you hover over that, it'll tell you specifically. Like Ron, he's in one of mine, so it just says directly entrepreneur. Let's talk about how to optimize your Google Plus profile, and then we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes, and then I'll close out with any questions. Let me just take a moment to see if we have any questions we can answer now. In fact, I need to close out a few of these pages. I've got too many pages open again. And so let's go back over to Facebook. And I think that Google Plus is going to continue to evolve over time. Like Facebook has got some really nice features like Facebook pages and Facebook groups, and it makes it a real great place to be able to market your business. Google Plus doesn't have everything needed, I think, to be able to create as much value for businesses as possible, but there are still ways to leverage it. And remember, again, it's a great tool to be able to reach out and connect with people and develop those relationships. So it's just another touch that you can have. All right, so if you have a question, feel free to do that. You can also email me your question, and I'll check email here in just a moment. Now, so add your photo, add your bio, and add your links. Remember, I pulled up Janice's Google Plus profile a moment ago, and she doesn't have a link to her website there. It was over on the right, but it was in a different place. It wasn't really obvious. So you want to make it obvious and easy for people to connect with you. And so here's an example of my profile here, which is the About page. And you can see I've got an introduction to me. This is actually my Twitter profile. I'll probably eventually change and update that information. Occupation, employment, education, and then it keeps going on from there. I'll come back to that in a moment or head out to that. And over here. And again, clicking on About. And actually, I don't see my own website on here. So let me go out here for a second. They do give you a place to put your email address, but I'm not seeing a place for your website, which is kind of interesting. I'm going to put my blog, visit my blog at, and we'll see if this automatically hyperlinks, which would be nice, attractingidealclients.com. Save it. Done. There we go. So there's always ways to get around things. You just have to be creative sometimes. So I just put it directly in the introduction, and that has a link now out to my blog. So you can do the same strategy as well. All right. Next steps. So first of all, do you have a Google Plus or do you have a Google account? Do you even just have a Google account? If you have Google, then you can create a Google Plus profile. If you don't, then first you're going to need to create a Google account and go from there. And you can just go to Google site, like the way I've always done it is just go out to gmail.com, and they're going to prompt you to create an account. I'm already logged in. Hang on. Let me log out. One moment. things are running a little bit slow. It always runs a little bit slow when I'm on a webinar. It has to stream everything out to the internet. So one moment. And again, if you have any questions, you can either send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com, or you can also post out on facebook.com/socialmediaoutcomes. If you're watching the webinar video, probably the easiest way is just to send me an email, and you can reference the class. Let me know which class that you're watching, and then I can respond back to you. All right, you can see here in the upper right corner, it says new to Gmail, create an account. And then you can click there, and it's going to take you through the process. And that will set up a Google account and also take you through the process to create a Gmail account. And again, if you have an existing Gmail account, but you don't want to use that one, like if I had thought about it before, I probably would have created a separate Google account and then linked that out. It's already my Google Plus account's already started. I don't think you can merge two accounts together. It's just like any other site; you can't merge them together. You have to set up independent profiles. So, but that's something to think about in advance before you get your Google Plus account set up. Or, you know, if you only have a few friends, then you might create a separate Google account, because that everybody's going to see that email address and they're going to link out directly to it. You also want to set up your Google Plus profile, and just like for any site, it's a good idea periodically to go out and look at your profile, because it's funny, other people may be looking at your profile more than you are. And so if you update that profile, then you have the opportunity to make sure that the most current and accurate information is available. Post to your Google Plus account daily. You should go out there every single day and post something, click on the like button, or excuse me, the plus one button, comment, and maybe even share something. Add people to your circles. That's one way to build your network, is just simply adding people to your circles, and then in turn they may reciprocate. And plus, that just creates more visibility. Other people will see you posting out there, and that increases the likelihood people will want to add you. And then also, just apply the 80-20 rule to social media. 4 out of 5 posts should be informational. 1 out of 5 posts should be promotional. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the webinar, and then I'll come back and answer any questions that you have, and then we'll conclude at that point. So I want to thank you for being on the webinar today. I hope you got a lot of great information about how to make use of Google+. It's a great tool. There's not as much engagement as some other sites, but there still are a lot of capabilities to post your information out there. In fact, one piece of information to note is, since a good majority of people use Google as a search engine, Google does give preference to information that's posted out on Google+. So if you have information like links out to a lead capture page or a blog or whatever, then that's going to help from a search engine optimization standpoint. So that's another great reason to use Google+. So thanks for joining me on the webinar, and I look forward to connecting with you in the future.